Welcome to this webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Dan Namundson. Dan is a contributing author for Heart to Heart, who's also a counselor with Christian Family Solutions. And Dan's here to talk with me about how we can raise children who are both gentle and strong. Welcome, Dan.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
We're so happy to have you back. Why don't you get started just by refreshing everybody about who you are and a little bit about yourself and your family?
Absolutely. Well, I am a father of two, and I have a lovely wife, Kelly. I have a daughter, Kayla, who is in high school now and doing the driving lessons, of that age. And I have a young son, Josh, who is in upper grade school. He's in seventh grade now.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, we're here to talk about how we can help our children be both strong and gentle. And I know that for me, I feel like that's kind of a balancing act. I mean, I want them to have a strong faith and have a strong character, but at the same time, I want them to kind of have a gentle spirit and a consideration for others.
Right.
Can you maybe give us some ideas for how we can help make that balancing act work?
Yeah, and isn't that a balancing act? You are exactly correct. I agree completely. You always had great topics. And this was one where I had to take, I talked to my wife, Kelly, and I said, how do we teach gentleness and strength with our kids? How are we doing that right now? And at first I'm thinking, oh boy, maybe we're missing something. I didn't read chapter 352
right.
of the parent manual. Honestly, I think when we really talked about it and we looked at that balancing act, we first of all had to look at how our culture and how our society looks at both of those
mm-hmm.
things.
Right.
Because as we raise our kids in our society, they're going to be exposed to their, kind of impression of what strength and gentleness really is. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know, what do you think in terms of strength, how our culture and society looks at, that kind of strength? What do you think their perception is?
You know, it's interesting because sometimes I think there's kind of a dichotomy where sometimes strength is, definitely looked at as putting yourself first
yeah.
and making sure that people know that who you are and when you enter a room that they know that you're strong.
Yes.
But at the same time, I think sometimes there's a mixed message for people, maybe especially for boys, where we're wanting boys to take on some more feminine characteristics in
yeah.
our society, and we're wanting our women to take on some more masculine, gender
right.
stereotype kind of characteristics. And so
right.
I think that's maybe one of the reasons why it's so complicated right
yes,
now.
It is. It's all over the board. I mean, there isn't a clear kind of agreed upon message and approach for what strength looks like in a child and what gentleness looks like. And sometimes I think gentleness in our culture or society is looked at as kind of, you've failed or you're not strong. And
right.
you're
weak.
Yeah,
it's
you're
a weakness.
Weak. You're right. And I think with both of those, what can ruin them is our own selfishness. And when I come back to Philippians, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others. I really think that kind of approach with keeping our selfishness in check, as parents, as we're trying to help our children understand how they can be strong and also how they can be gentle, and really in our own self, because I think
okay.
when we teach this, I think we have to demonstrate it.
Mm-hmm.
How can we not demonstrate the love of God with at times being strong and standing up for our needs, our wants, our desires, and what we feel would be helpful, but also being gentle
mm-hmm.
and looking at that gentleness as another way of just sharing the love of Christ in someone's life. If I were to err in one or the other, I think right now our society needs gentleness. I think they need calm spirit, calm people, and those who really can show them that there is another way. And I think our kids appreciate that as well. So I think keeping all of that in mind, but I think coming right back to Scripture in terms of how we can look at that, how our selfishness can just ruin these things,
mm-hmm.
I think is very important. And I wish I could say you need to teach strength in step 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
And that would be great. I wish we had that manual that would say that, but all we have is what we know from Scripture, and that's really sufficient. And in applying that in our lives, in the lives of our children, in terms of this topic, I think is always going to be a little bit challenging, but so beneficial when we see them as adults learning to drive, with their friends, demonstrating that strength and that gentleness.
Well, thank you. You always have really great insights, and I appreciate you taking the time to share them with us today.
You betcha.
If you'd like to read more articles on this topic or on other Christian parenting topics, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions, you can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for watching, and may God bless your parenting journey.